Well, he travels the world giving seminars and speeches to adoring fans. And the topic just is something that everybody's interested in. How to save some money. How to make your money go farther. George Belkey, author, speaker, broadcaster, joins us every week at this time, and it's always a thrill. Good morning, George.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday, Gord.
And to you, you want to talk about marshmallows. That was kind of a cryptic line in your comment to me on where you want to go this morning. What the heck does that mean?
Well, if I were doing a commencement address at some graduation this month, it would be about marshmallows.
What?
That was a Stanford experiment in the late 1960s that's been proven to be incredibly accurate and replicated right until a couple of years ago even. Researchers gave 4 to 6 year olds a marshmallow or pretzel or cookie or chocolate, whatever their kind of button was. They told these kids that, you know, that marshmallow was theirs. They can eat it whenever they want it. But if they waited 15 minutes, they would get another one to double their treat, and then they left the room. Simple as that. It turns out that this delayed gratification was, and still is, an incredibly powerful and accurate indicator of their marks in university or college, their education level, their overweightness or lack of, and their financial success as adults.
So tell me more. I'm going to guess that the kids who had the strength and the temerity to hold off did better as adults.
Lower weights, higher marks, better education, better jobs, and incredibly more financial success. Now, maybe the marshmallow test for graduate age people should be 15 days before making an impulse decision. Maybe the marshmallow test for 18 to 25-year-olds should be leaving the credit card at home during the week. Maybe it's the most powerful financial tool to pay yourself first in savings before you go crazy on spending, or maybe it's already too late and they're doomed anyway.
Well, I'm not sure how I would react. I see your point. People who are quick to seize the day, as they say, carpe diem, would do not as well in life as those who are able to see a little further down the road. That applies to interest rates as well, compounding interest. That's that whole lesson, isn't it?
Savings, interest, spending on credit card, gonna go in the car and get see this new concert. You know, I saw a T-shirt on the way to a festival 2 years ago. Broke is the new rich. And, you know, for people that age, early 20s or so, that's certainly the thinking, even though it's so totally wrong and totally self-destructive. The millennial generation, about 18 to 35, you know, I can forgive them for wondering if they're ever going to get any financial traction. There's 85 million of them in North America who, on average, have less than $1,000 saved. Now, that's 18 right through to age 35, and they have less than a grand. Even 30% that make over 100 grand still have less than $1,000 saved. There is an incredibly great quote from Shaquille O'Neal, the basketball player. It's not about how much money you make. The question is, are you educated enough to keep it?
Well, those are coming from an NBA player. Those are particularly wise
words. Yeah, knowing that 75% of them are bankrupt within 5 years.
Exactly.
You may think that the average 20-something can't get ahead. Yes, you can. Get your debt under control or have the delayed gratification to not get into debt in the first place. Starting with your first paycheck or start this week, have 2% taken right out of your account and transferred to investment. There is no chance you're going to miss that 50 or 60 bucks. Then every 6 months, just up it by 1%. Again, you're never going to miss that 20 or maybe $30, and do that until you save 10%. Every 100 bucks that you save is nearly $9,000 when you retire. But that takes the marshmallow test.
It does take the marshmallow test. Now, George, I have to ask you, where should that money go? I guess it's age dependent, isn't it? Whether
right.
You put it in an RSP account or some other form of investment. What would you advise?
Banks are for parking your money. Open up a no-fee 1-800 number, no-service account. Go to Morningstar.com and look up mutual funds, because they have all the track records. You want a good growth mutual fund with a long track record. and put it in there for the first 10 or 20 years. Markets go up, markets go down, good growth mutual fund, and then eventually you start going to, you know, mid-risk, low-risk bond funds. But when you're in your 20s for the first 10, 20 years, just throw it into an ETF, no-load mutual fund, good growth, with a long track record.
So it's small. But small steps like that really do make the difference.
Yeah, you know, 2% you're never going to miss. Mm-hmm. But that marshmallow test is something, Gord, that one or two people from the grad class will embrace. If you're one of those few people, or you want to be, you just got to read three or four of the really short chapters in the Money Tools book. Just go to Mosaic, go to Amazon, and you can get pretty quickly and easily to financial success. If not, I hope you remember me and this talk, because you're going to email me in a decade when you're broke and when you need help. The mark that you get on your lifetime financial learning is not an A or an F. The mark that you get on financial lifetime learning is measured in your investment balance and in your debt. And the mark you get is a different mark every single month for the rest of your life. That mark might be a minus 30,000 if you're in debt, or that mark might be a plus 45,000 in investments. But you get a different mark every month, and it's never too late for any of us to graduate to financial adulthood.
George, you summed it up perfectly. Thank you so much once again for just some sound, simple, easy-to-follow advice. For heaven's sake, listen to this guy. He knows of what he speaks. Money, Tools, and Rules, just one of the books written by George Belke. It's available locally, like the man said. I suggest you get it.